You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. Matthew Leach talking to your Harveys with MLB.com's Harveys beat reporter, Anthony Giacomo. This will be outdated by the time we're done, but with the disclaimer that as we speak, it's the second inning. So far, from 40 or so pitches, what have you seen from Matt Harvey in his first major league game?
I mean, pretty much the same thing we saw all spring training, and that was that he looks very much like the guy that was here 2 years ago. He's throwing 97. He's got that good breaking ball. He's got that good changeup. He's not perfect, but he certainly has the tools to have a very good season as long as he can stay healthy and keep this all together. I mean, if you watch a video of him now, what he's doing today in this game versus what you saw in 2013, it looks the same. And that's the best thing that the Mets could possibly have happened to them.
Now that we've gotten that out of the way, let's talk about the other 24 Mets. It was really impressive to see Bartolo Colon. It was just fun to see Bartolo Colon because he's just a tremendously fun guy to watch pitch the way he does it now. But it was also really impressive to see what he did on opening day. Is there any reason to think he can't be a pretty good major league starting pitcher yet again this year at his continually advancing age?
I mean, if he did it at age 40/41, I don't see any reason. No, I don't see any reason why he can't do it at 41/42. It's going to be about health for him. It's harder to stay healthy in your 30s than your 20s, and it's certainly harder to stay healthy in your 40s. Then you're 30s. So it's no given that he's going to pitch 200 innings again. That was a major accomplishment last year, and it's tough to assume he'll do that. He'll stay healthy. He'll make 35 starts. He'll avoid the disabled list. Maybe it'd be safer even to pencil a little DL stint in there somewhere just because, things are going to happen. We saw that with R.A. Dickey a few years ago in New York while he was pitching well. Little things came up, not necessarily with his arm, but with, other body parts and things like that. So, but as long as he is healthy, yeah. I mean, I hesitate to use the word athlete because I know his body type and all that is something of a joke in baseball circles, but, he is a pretty good athlete for what he does and for what he needs to be successful on the mound. He takes good care of his body in terms of what matters for being a pitcher. He is in the weight room all the time, things like that. So, yeah, if he's healthy, he can certainly do that, but that would be the if.
They'll be doing this to some extent, with Harvey, and I would assume they're not going to run DeGrom into the ground either. They'll probably look for a chance to get him opportunities, not to push him too much here and there. Will they also be able to do that with Colon? Is it feasible to have 3/5 of your rotation be guys that you kind of really need to look out for and buy them an extra day or one less inning here and there when you get the chance?
Well, Mets think it is for two reasons. One is that starting pitching depth that we've talked about so many times. They have these guys coming through the system. They have Rafael Montero, who's in the bullpen right now. They have Steven Matz and Noah Syndergaard ready to come up. So they've got guys who they're confident in who can be very good starting pitchers for them this year. So if someone like Bartolo Colon goes in the DL, they don't feel like legitimately they're going to skip a beat. And then the other thing is they still feel, even with the injury to Josh Hedges and even with Vic Black being out, that they have a pretty good bullpen. They have a pretty solid bullpen. They've got quite a few guys in there, like Montero, who I mentioned, like Alex Torres, who they just traded for, and Carlos Torres, who's been successful here in the past. Guys who can go multiple innings. We saw it in game two of the season. Rafael Montero came in a one-run game and gave them two pretty critical innings, so they didn't have to use anybody else. They've got a lot of guys like that. They've got a lot of guys who can take on heavy workloads, and I think they're going to lean on that bullpen a lot this year, so that'll help them. If Matt Harvey needs to go six innings because he threw 100 pitches in those six innings, if Bartolo Colon's out for a while, I think they have guys who can step in, and that, more even than top-end starting pitching, is where their strength lies, is in that pitching depth across the board.
Do you maybe once in a while see, I don't know if Syndergaard would be a guy you'd do this with, but one of those guys from AAA come up just essentially and serve as a sixth starter one time, just give everybody an extra day? Is that the kind of thing that might happen and make sense?
It's possible. You know, they're not going to go to a six-man rotation. We've been down that road with the Mets a few times in recent years, and it's just something they do not want to do. They don't like messing people up. But sure, if you need to call a guy up for a spot start, that's where more than someone like Noah Syndergaard, who I think they would want to bring up to the rotation and have him come up to stay when he does, I could certainly see a guy like Rafael Montero doing that, a guy who's already had some success as a starting pitcher in the big leagues. He's in that bullpen for a reason, and if they need him to come in and spot start one day and give them five innings, similar to what we've seen Carlos Torres do for the Mets in years past, yeah, I don't think they're going to hesitate to do that at all. And really, it's you know, you use the phrase spot starter, and you think of some guy who's just in there to soak up innings, and you know they don't really care necessarily what they get. But that's what I'm talking about. The strength of this team is they think they can bring a guy like Rafael Montero, carry him in the bullpen, and then throw him out as a starting pitcher one day if they need him, and they really won't lose anything in terms of quality from that spot.
You mentioned the bullpen a little bit ago. They're obviously dealing with some issues there. What is the latest on Henry Mejia, and what's his status?
Well, he's going to be out. He's going to be out for 10 days. He's going to go without throwing a ball. They want the inflammation in his elbow to calm down. Really, you know, when his elbow started barking, I think a lot of people thought, well, this is Bobby Parnell all over again, maybe even worse, because this is a guy who's had some major, major injury troubles in the past. And I think a lot of people just took it to face value and assumed Henry Mejia is going to be out for a long, long time. And I'm not saying he's out of the woods, but the news he got from his testing up in New York was pretty much the best thing that could have happened. They said it was inflammation. There was no structural damage, no ligament damage, nothing like that. But still, they're going to be careful, and they have that luxury, especially early in the season. They have Jairus Familia, who they can put in the closer's role and be very confident in them. They have some lefties, Jerry Blevins being at the top of that list, who they can mix and match with. He might steal a save or two. And when he is ready to come back, he'll come back. I think they would love for that to be in mid to late April. That might not happen. It might be a little longer than that if he feels any discomfort at all. And by the time he gets back, Bobby Parnell might be ready to come back from the DL as well. You're looking at probably right around a May 1st type of thing with a former Mets closer. So they're going to be very careful with Henry Mejia. They still expect him to be a big part of the bullpen this year. But as for right now, in the very short-term future, he's going to rest.
Will he be handled more gently than a typical closer, even once he comes back as this season goes along? Not just because of this, but this in light of a fairly extensive injury history over the course of his career?
Yeah, well, they did last year. I mean, they were very careful when they moved into the bullpen about pitching him back-to-back at first. Pitching back-to-back-to-back was a huge step that they tried to avoid at all costs, especially early in the season. I think that's going to happen a lot. And I think a lot of people, myself included, aren't necessarily sold on Henry Mejia long-term as a closer here for that reason. If you're going to name one guy and say this is our ninth inning guy, he's getting the ball every time, we've got a close lead in the ninth, you need to be durable. You need to be able to pitch back-to-back. And if you're worried about that, maybe you give the job to someone else, maybe a Bobby Parnell when he comes back, maybe Familia takes this and runs with it. Or maybe, you know, you go with that dreaded closer by committee. Maybe you give it to two guys and whoever's freshest takes the role. But, yeah, Henry Mejia has never really in his career proven that he can stay healthy for any length of time. So until and unless he does that, if we're having this conversation about treating him carefully and giving him extra days off and so on and so forth, maybe long-term the Mets will look seriously in another direction.
Another interesting manager decision, talking about how you handle the closer role, the top of the lineup it's pretty interesting, and a lot of the talk has been about who leads off, but the combination of Curtis Granderson leading off here early and David Wright going to the two spot, there's been some conversation. What is the thought process there? I'm assuming this isn't the sabermetric put your best hitter second, but something a little different from that.
Well, it's closer to that than anything else. I mean, some of the controversy was, you know, there's some reports that the front office is just flat out telling Terry Collins who to bat where. That's not true. What is true is that the front office is certainly a part of this conversation. If it were up to Terry by himself, I don't think you would be seeing this lineup with David Wright second and Curtis Granderson first. But he's listening to this, and it's sort of an example of Terry Collins as a change manager. He's willing to take this input at this point in his career. The front office is giving him this data that says, you know, you want your best hitters to bat the most. You want Curtis Granderson up there batting first. More than that, you want David Wright batting second, where maybe he gets an extra at bat every once in a while. Lucas Duda third, Michael Kadire cleanups against right-handed hitters, which is what they've been doing this first week of the season. Yeah, I think it's something you're going to see a lot this year, as long as it works reasonably well. And, you know, for good reason. The Mets have been using essentially the same type of lineup since Terry Collins has been here, and it hasn't worked out all too well. They've struggled to hit. They've struggled really to hit with power, to do any of that stuff with any consistency. So why not mix it up a little bit? Who, you know, what dictates the fact that David Wright has to be a three hitter? So I kind of like the new lineup. I like what they're doing with it. I like that Terry Collins is showing that willingness to mix it up a little bit, regardless of whose idea it may have been. And we'll see. You know, it didn't work too well the first couple of games of the season, but we'll see. We'll see how it does over a longer stretch of longer sample size here.
All right. Well, Anthony Nocomo, thanks for taking some time to chat here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks everybody for listening.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.